Hello and good afternoon, Roaring Fork Valley. This is Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. And it's a gorgeous sunshine summer day. And that's what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for the sun. We've got our rain that is off and on with us. Everything is green. The flowers and the flora and the fauna are in abundance. And the flowers, they smell. Do you know you can drive down Main Street and the aroma is not of the wonderful restaurants, it's of summertime and the flowers. Beautiful sunshine for our day today. Beautiful day for Senior Matters. And let me tell you a little bit about Senior Matters. We're a nonprofit organization whose mission is to foster diverse educational and social programs for seniors of all ages. Senior Matters collaborates with agencies, organizations, and services to bring a wide variety of happenings of interest to our community. Our sponsored programs and activities include Tai Chi, art, bridge, and our wonderful Alzheimer's support group, Food for Thought. We also have Medicare programs, and of course, we have an incredible art group that's over at here at Senior Matters a la Prima. You know, the halls of Third Street Center and galleries in the Roaring Fork Valley exhibit their beautiful vision. These artists are so talented, and Mother Nature's animals and landscapes are just so beautifully depicted in their work. Take a walk down Third Street. Take a walk down the halls of Third Street Center and look at our beautiful art. Today's guests are two people that I have recently met. And I have recently met them because of an incredible organization that has come about with community members participating in what we call now the Carbondale Age Friendly Community Initiative, CAFCI. And CAFCI is now finding its voice with all of the community members who have started to put together what they believe is important for our Carbondale community. My two guests today, Ron Kokish and Nicola Toussaint, and both of them are here to talk about CAFCI. Good afternoon, Ron. How are you?
Good afternoon. Hello, Diane. Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure, sir. Nicolette, thank you for taking time and coming to our community microphone to talk about CAFCI.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me in this nice, cool studio on a blazing night.
And not only is it nice and cool, the colors in the room, the dark blue, but all these incredible CDs surrounding us for our musical DJs. Anyway, back to talking about CAFCI. You know, we've had a lot of press recently. CAFCI has had a lot of press recently. And I think yesterday, front page of the Post Independent, we have had people in the community talking about it and being a part of it. And my first question is going to go to Ron. My first question, Ron, is tell us a little about you and who you are.
Well, I have an identity of my own, but as far as Carbondale and CAFCI goes, I'm Nikki Delson's husband.
Nikki is one of the founders of CAFCI.
Well, we could say there. I would call the founders the people who came to our first meeting in January. Nicolette was there, and there are probably a dozen of us. The idea was Nikki's. And she enrolled Judy and I in helping her develop it and founding it.
Okay.
She's like Mother CAFCI, I would say.
Okay.
Um,
So I kind of saw you pass the buck, but guess what? Nikki's not here. Your voice is important. Yeah, yeah. He does have a wonderful voice. He went before the town trustees, and guess what ARP is all about in Carbondale? ARP.
AARP. Mm-hmm. What it's about in Carbondale? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you the story of how we got into this. Nikki was on the Bicycle Pedestrian Commission, and she noticed that she was the only person over 60 or 65 on that commission. And so it was doing a good job of working on bicycle issues, but wasn't paying much attention to pedestrians, who often tend to be older or very often mothers with children.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot in common there. So she saw a dangerous intersection, decided she wanted to audit it, told me she was going to do that, you know, count the cars, how many stop at the stop sign, how many don't, that kind of thing. And she wanted to develop a tool on paper, and I suggested to her, well, that's probably already there. I'll bet you AARP has that. Google it. She did, and she found a walk audit tool along with an incredible amount of material and amazing things that AARP in Colorado is doing on all levels. And one of the things they're doing is they have a network of age-friendly communities. And so Nikki was inspired, and was not hard for her to inspire others, to get Carbondale to sign on as an age-friendly community. But we are unique as an age-friendly community from every other age-friendly community in Colorado. There are 13 of them when you look at the state itself, several counties and a couple of towns. There are 13 governments that have signed on to it. And in each and every case in Colorado, and most cases around the country, I think there are three or four other towns like us. In most cases, government takes the lead. Somebody on a board of trustees or a county commission or something says, gee, that would be nice if we could have an age-friendly logo in the Chamber of Commerce window. And they delegate it to somebody else, and they get delegated to a department head. And then the department head goes to work on it or puts some staff to work on it. And if this sounds boring, it's because to me it is. It's a typical government process, and those processes are not exciting. What we did in Carbondale was to say citizens want to do this. We want this AARP's participation as an age-friendly community. We'll tell you about what that is, and maybe I'll ask Nicolette to do that because I'm talking too much.
Do you want me to tell them about the eight domains?
But the idea that citizens are doing this, the town council loved it. We have a wonderful town council. They were very responsive to it. They didn't take much convincing at all. I don't know how long Garfield County has been working on this. The commissioners there have signed off, but I know they were working on it last November, and it's not official yet. They're still working on their application. We started working on this application. Well, we started talking about it in January, and we started working on it in May, and we got it done in June. So that's the kind of thing citizen participation can do.
And you are navigators of that citizen participation.
I would say conveners. As Ron said, Nikki's kind of a force of nature. She's irresistible. And she's got similarly irresistible friends. Judy Blanchard recruited me, as well as several other members of our church. And I am a retired journalist, as well as years ago in San Francisco, I was the president of the San Francisco chapter of National Organization for Women. So lots of political miles under my belt, easy access to media. And so I'm very happy that I have no official position with an ad hoc organization.
Exactly. I love that.
Which means I kind of do whatever I get wangled into doing. But my entry into this was that last winter we started talking about public access on sidewalks. And I was having a heck of a time clearing the sidewalks, and I kept thinking, Carbondale cops are going to come and arrest me because I can't get the walk clear. I'm too short to throw the snow over the drifts, and I'm not very strong, and my husband's just, he's worse. My husband's 89, so he's no sidewalk clearer. And so I wrote a column about it in the Soper Sun. I write a monthly column in the Sun.
Thank you for that, too. Thank you very much. I have gotten
lots of comments. And the columns do bring people to mm-hmm. us. And, of course, media notice gets other media notice. I don't know quite how we got on the front page of the Post Independent. That was great, though. I know how we get mm-hmm. in the Soper Sun. That's a connection for me. But what AARP does for us is it gives us a really useful tool. AARP has what are called the 8 domains of livability. So we got together as a group, maybe about a dozen of us, and kind of surveyed our community to see how good is it, how bad is it, what have we got, what do we need, where are the holes. So those 8 domains are outdoor spaces and buildings is 1, transportation, 2, 3 is housing, 4 is social participation, 5 is respect and social inclusion, 6 is civic participation and employment, 7 is communication and information, 8 is community and health services. So under those headings, we got together and we got a bunch of other helpers, specifically from Senior Matters, and we compiled a big list, and we said, here's what we think we have, and here's where some holes are. To our delight, our survey was also put onto the town website. Mm-hmm. So there is now a page called For Seniors on the town website. What that is our just initial grassroots survey of what we got, and it definitely has some holes in it. From my point of view, my last column was about being hearing impaired, which is not a senior thing for me. It's been a lifelong thing, but now that I'm a senior, I have a lot more company. And having worked on disability issues in San Francisco, I would say we're about 40 years behind the times here. Many of our public institutions and buildings are not in compliance with federal law. I think they would like to be. Generally, the problem is money. But even those that are in compliance, there's not much... there's not necessarily much consciousness about it. When Ron talked to the city council and we turned a whole bunch of people out, I sat through the whole meeting, straining to hear, assuming that Carbondale City Hall did not have assistive hearing devices. Turns out they do, but it's not signed anywhere. Nobody mentioned it. I didn't think to ask for it because my presumption living here is we don't have it. That is mm-hmm. a solvable problem in many respects. I
mean, it's also an unknown thing. You didn't know that it was there for you.
I kind of did. The town is so nice here. I didn't want to make waves. San Francisco, I would go ahead and make waves. I'd say, this is federal law. Where's the assistive hearing device?
Okay.
So I thought, well, we probably haven't gotten it here yet. Mm-hmm. That was a wrong assumption.
Yeah, there are a lot of small holes that can be patched pretty easily. Mm-hmm. Putting up a sign in the council chamber saying assistive hearing devices available, ask, and telling you where to ask. Mm-hmm. That would be really easy. That would mm-hmm. cost the city the price of paper and ink if they can't make a regular sign. We are looking at putting in benches that are accessible to people and walkers. We're looking at it really seriously. We've already got donations pledged for 2 benches.
Donations pledged for 2 benches.
Yeah, folks at Heritage Park, when they go
right.
out for a walk,
right.
there are benches, but the way the benches are located, it's very difficult for them to get to those benches in their walkers or wheelchairs.
And is this along the walking path that you're talking about for the benches? I'm not
yes.
sure.
Yes, but yeah. even the benches in the park, in Giannetti Park, are not mm-hmm. that easy for people in walkers. If you look at the 8 domains to work on, one of them has to do with spaces, with outdoor spaces and buildings. Okay, so you can call that, you know, I don't know if it's a rights issue, but it's outdoor spaces. It's not just that those folks can't enjoy those outdoor spaces as well as I can. It's also that the outdoor spaces bring people together.
Yes, they do.
They're gathering places. And if you're in a walker and you can't get to that bench, you can't be part of that gathering. So those are pretty easy holes to fix. It just takes citizens' involvement to actually fix them, draw attention to them, and then not just turn to the government and say, do it. Because those benches cost somewhere, I think, over $2,200 a pop by the time they're installed.
You know, we do have benches along Main Street.
We have 40.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that number.
We have actually, CAFCI has been working with the town. The town has designated nighttime priority corridors, and priority corridors. And we've been walking those corridors and looking at multiple things. We've been looking at access issues, whether there's benches, whether there are crossing lights that flash. If they do flash, how long do they flash? Is there an audible signal? Is there any signage? Are there places where the sidewalk simply ends and then it's not clear where you're supposed to go? And the surveys that we have been doing have been along the town's designated corridors.
And the town is listening? And the town is responding?
When you say the town, you mean the trustees? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. These folks, you know, their salaries are next to nothing. I mean, they're here because they want to serve. They're not politicians with political aspirations here. They need citizen support to do the job that they want to do. I can't say enough about how well this town responds when citizens come up with not just we ought to do this and then the we assume somebody else is going to do it, but when citizens pitch in, this town is amazing working as a democracy.
Are we pitching in to help support the programs and ideas that CAFCI has brought forth to the town?
Is who pitching in?
Is the town.
The town is. For example, the town said, if you guys can buy benches, the Public Works Department will work with you and Parks and Rec will work with you on exactly where we can put them. We know about where we want to put some, but there may be utilities there, you know, that kind of thing. So they'll work with us on that, and then they'll install them.
Okay.
They say they can find a way. It's a couple $100 to install. And say, yeah, we can find a way to install them if you can get us benches.
Okay. How do we get benches?
We have donations coming right now. It seems that two people have spoken up voluntarily. Well, voluntarily is not the right word. Spontaneously.
Yeah.
Just hearing about this.
Okay.
And said, oh, I'll buy a bench. We thought we would go around and ask businesses to contribute. And we may end up doing that. But right now, it seems like we just let the public know. And, oh, yeah, I'd like to get a bench with a plaque in honor of my dad. And people just speak up. I just got an email today from a friend of my son's saying, wow, sign me up for a bench.
Good.
No.
Now, while we're on that matter, I would like you to give the public in contact information. So if they are interested in being a part of that community support for benches, who can they get in touch
with? Well, the contact information for CAFCI is all on the CAFCI website, which is agefriendlycarbondale.org.
Agefriendlycarbondale.org. Okay.
Yeah, but you know, I bet there are a few listeners out there who don't use the internet.
That's probably true.
So for those folks, you can call us at 970-366-6460. 6460, you're going to go right into voicemail, no menu. But we pick up the messages once a day, and we'll call you back within a day or so and let you get involved in any way that suits you.
And that's perfect, because I always respond to those that do not have computers on the internet. That phone works right
just
best
way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd like to talk about government a little bit in a slightly different context, I was kind of gobsmacked to see that we were on the front page of the Post-Independent. I would say I did. None of my fingerprints are on that. I'm not quite sure how that magic happened. But it was really great to see that Carbondale's Kafke might have done a little dig in the ribs to Glenwood Springs, because our valley is very interdependent. A lot of the things that seniors in Carbondale need aren't here. They're in Aspen, or they're in Glenwood Springs, or they're in Basalt. So we have regional issues. And Pitkin County is an AARP friendly county, and so is Summit, and
Eagle.
I'm sorry, not yeah. Well, Summit maybe be, but mm-hmm. Eagle was what I meant to say. And Garfield's working on it. What we really need is some collaboration. One of the issues that's near and dear to my heart, because I got to take some walks with a woman who lives in Carbondale and who was blind, and saw the difficulty she had getting to RAFTA, is that a lot of seniors have some difficulty getting to RAFTA because we have very limited stops. And a lot of the issues, a lot of the things we would like to eventually see with RAFTA are really going to take a regional approach, not just Carbondale.
Right.
And we really need RAFTA, and we need our neighboring communities.
So I want to say this before we run out of time here, is that Kafke, it's kind of organization, but we're not a not-for-profit. We're not a for-profit either. In fact, we don't have a dime in assets. We funnel our money when we get like donations for benches or our Bike Belts project. We put that money in the Senior Matters Bank. And Senior Matters then acts as our 501c3. We have over 300, I believe, 501c3s, not-for-profits, in the greater Roaring Fork Valley. It's an outrageous number for less than 100,000 people. We don't need another 501c3. What Kafke is doing is connecting up all the people in those organizations. We're organizing not people, but we're organizing organizations. So that age-friendly senior services in Aspen and age-friendly activities in Carbondale and in Garfield County, that we all work together and that we use the organizations we have to better advantage, not to make things more complicated.
Absolutely. And that's the most important thing that I have found over the years in our Roaring Fork Valley. We celebrate each other.
Yeah.
We work with each other. We collaborate with each other. They're most important things that we can do. Senior Matters, being a sponsor of Kafke, you know, we're sitting back and watching this happen. And I am excited about it
I'm going to interrupt you, Diane, because you are not sitting back and watching it happen. You are a big part of making it happen. Senior Matters is.
Yes.
Senior Matters has been just wonderful.
Yeah. It is an important part of our lives in our community. One of the things, Ron, and it kind of slipped over when I asked about you. I am, every time we have been in the same company, I've always been impressed by how you project, how you talk, what you say, and how important the message always is. I want a quick briefer on who are you, where are you from, and I've only given you 1 minute.
I'm a New York Jew.
Love you.
Who never liked living in the big city, spent my life in a small, most of my life before coming here, in a small town in Northern California, in Humboldt County, the Emerald Triangle, and was able to organize a lot of things in my profession there that eventually became national, and kind of got that model that small towns like Carbondale, if it's the right town, we're like a laboratory. We can't fix the world, but we can show the world how to do some things, because it's easier to do in a nice little town like this.
And it is. And you're making it easier for us. I just want to do a quick brief. I have a lady friend in a wheelchair. I take her around our little community neighborhood for walks in her wheelchair. I wish it was easier to go down the curbs. I wish it was easier to go up the driveways. The standards of what's happening in the streets are not what a wheelchair likes. So I'm glad you're both here. I'm glad this incredible collaborative community in the Carbondale residents that you've networked with, that you've brought together the eyes and the ears, and how can we help? Thank you, Ron.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
Thank you, Nicolette.
Thank you very much for having me, Donna.
Boy, that was a quick, brief way to go about with Kafke. Remember, all of you out there, the more you read, walk, talk, live life up, enjoy, and dance. I'm Diane Johnson with Senior Matters. Thank you for joining us this afternoon.